Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham. And I just got killed on a stock trade today. I set a trade. It expires tomorrow. Actually, it's an options trade. It's a credit spread. And it's part of my plan. So I'm not really mad at it because plans don't work out all the time. When they do, it works well, and then when they don't, they suck, but you just move on, right? You stick to the plan if it works most of the time. But this was not one of the times it worked. I'm down on two credit spreads for the S&P 500. They're put spreads, right? They're bullish put spreads. Yeah, I sold two puts thinking the market would not go past 455, and I come home from a lacrosse game, and we are down to like 445 on the futures, right? So the futures are well below what I expected. But on a positive note, the lacrosse game, we won. That was our first win as a girls lacrosse team, and we won in really, really good fashion. So I guess it's something to still be happy about today. Now, to the title of the episode, the investing, my trading plan, moving forward. So I have one, to put it on paper just to kind of, one, stick to it, but two, have it to kind of explain to you what my thought process is. So for one of my accounts, I'm going to put 10% of every one of my checks, right? So that's two checks a month. That's 20% a month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the plan with that is to build up one of my accounts with a good amount of cash, right? So I'm just adding to a current account. In that account, I'm only going to do credit spreads on the S&P 500 when the opportunity makes itself available, right? Recently, the opportunity was available. It did not work out the way I planned, but the opportunity was there and I took it, right? And that's how I plan on doing it. If it makes sense on a technical level, I'll take the trade. It'll be credit spreads instead of buying calls or puts. I'm also going to pick one stock to actually trade shares of. So I'll either be doing credit spreads in the S&P 500. If that's not available, I'm looking for a stock that is relatively cheap in terms of stock price, has a low float, which means it moves, has large volatile moves up or down. It'll probably be in the technology sector or consumer discretionary sector. And that'll be my option if the S&P 500 spread isn't there. Right, so if I can take an S&P 500 spread, it's much safer and the profit is much lower, but the profit is more likely to work. With the trading the shares, it's safer than a call or a put, but if I do decide to go that way, it'll be a stock that moves fast and has a high relative strength, which means if the stock market's going up, it goes up faster. If the stock market's going down, it goes down slower, right? A stronger relative strength to the S&P 500. So that's the type of stock that I want to trade. I just have to decide what stock it is I want to use and do credit spreads in the S&P 500. Now, in another account, I'm going to be depositing just $10 every paycheck. So that's about $20 a month, right? That account will be the only account that I'm going to use from all my accounts to buy calls or puts, right? So those are the only times I'll buy call or puts. I'm not going to use that until I hit $100 in that account, right? I just started that account. So I have my long-term account where I just, you buy and you hold. I'll have this another account where I'm doing credit spreads to build the account up slowly or trade shares on a stock that has good relative strength, moves quickly with a low float, and has a decent stock price. And it has to be a real company. No, I'm not doing any penny stocks. It'll be a company with a good valuation, an actual product, and that does business. And then with the third account, just $10 every paycheck, roughly $20 a month. If I make some extra money here or there that's not wage related, I can throw it into that account. And that account would be responsible for buying calls and buying puts. any extra money. Let's say I hit a call option, I spend $100, it goes, you know, it goes up 100%, I'm at $200 now. I can take the extra $100 off the top and put it into my other account that I'm using to do spreads. Why? Because that account will be growing smaller but much safer. So I'm adding to the amount that I can do credit spreads with. So instead of doing two contracts, I can do four or five contracts. And that'll increase the win rate of my trades, because doing those trades are a lot safer and easier than doing the other types of options trades. So that is my plan moving forward for the next couple of months anyway, right? One account, 10% of every paycheck will go into that account, and I'll only do credit spreads and trade shares of a good company that I like. The other account will just be $10 every paycheck, pretty easy to do, and that'll be the only account that I buy calls or buy puts on. Now, I would recommend this for new traders, because that 10%, maybe you don't put it into a trading account, but you put it into your long-term account, right? You buy shares and you hold them for a long period of time. And the $10 a paycheck is easy to do, right? I thought of it as, if I go to Wendy's and I buy a meal, right, that's close to $10. Or if I buy two Happy Meals for each of my children and a small fry, that's $10. I just took that. Don't say I took the Wendy's money for my kids. Don't tell anybody. But I took the other $10 I would spend on me at, like, you know, Wendy's or some other nonsense I'd spend $10 on, and I put that into this account, right? It's another way to use that money. And we all have $10 that we use every single, you know, week or month or day that we could repurpose to something more useful. In this case, it's repurposing it into this account that I can play with, and also, you know, play with the potential for making some good money. Now, my predictions of moving into the beginning of April. So obviously the futures really just stunk it up to finish out the month, right? March 31st is the end of the month, and futures plummeted overnight. Again, didn't expect that. Thought we'd hold up really well. Did not hold up really well. So my prediction moving forward is I think we are still trying to make it out of this bear drop here. We've been in a downtrend for a while. We broke through that downward trend line. We broke through pretty steadily on the daily chart, right? We not only broke through, we had some pressure, and we fought through that pressure, right? So we hit a snag of this Fibonacci level here. And that is just, in my opinion, I think that's the work of, computers, right? Computers keeping into account that it's the end of a quarter. How did the market do at the end of the quarter? And also, it hit a Fibonacci level, which is a technical level. So when you see that, I'm not surprised that we saw such a big drop leading into the end of the day. So that was super, super, super interesting. I still think we're on our way out. To be honest with you, I still think that we made a push. We broke above it. Obviously, we'll go down and test that breakout, but if everything holds up, I don't see why we don't keep going for a little bit longer. There is going to be a big smash coming, right? We are going to drop very, very heavy in the near future. Is it going to happen next week? I don't know. Is it going to happen next month? I don't know. I think it is coming, but I don't think it's right now. I think a lot of the unknown things are now known. I think there's still a couple, but not enough that people are going to panic. We're waiting for something that where people panic and want to secure their own money. And when they start thinking about themselves, other people start thinking about themselves, and then everybody rushes to the exit. And I think that's where we get our smash. Right now, it doesn't look great, but I think we still are in that moment where even if we come down, we're testing a level and we should bounce back off it. If we don't bounce back off it, and we give up that like 4,200 level. If we give up 4,200, I mean, there's nothing stopping us from going straight to 4,000. And if we break through the 4,000 or 400 as it is for S&P 500, it could drop all the way down to 3,500, right? So there are some key levels that we're going to approach. But in my opinion, I don't think we're going to be going in that direction. I think we're going to get a small bearish stint here, and then we're going to turn back up, because there really isn't anything that is going to be surprising the market anytime soon. If we do get something surprising, that's where we worry. If we don't see anything surprising happen on a technical basis, it would make sense for us to drop down here and bounce back off that 200-day moving average and try to move ourselves a little bit higher. So that's my prediction. That's it. So thanks for coming by today. Quick episode. It's a Friday. Go enjoy your weekend. You know, tune in Sunday, 6 p.m. when the futures open back up, just to see where the market has gone. Don't pay attention to the news too much. Right? Go and enjoy your weekend. I'll be back here on Monday. Tune in, and we'll get you caught up with whatever need to be caught up with, because I think we have in a moment here in history where we can take some real advantage of what's about to happen. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the history. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the moment. We're going to keep our educational commentary going, and when the time comes, you'll get an episode from me, and that's when we will strike. So, as always, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to jump right to it. Just remember, right, on your journey to financial freedom, don't seek security. You won't get there with security. Seek adventure.